high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
On Easter Sunday, Rutgers football gains another commitment in the class of 2025. Quarterback Renick Duralis from New Jersey committed to the Scarlet Knights, and that is just another really solid addition for them in this 2025 class. Wanted to touch on that. Wanted to talk about defensive coordinator Joe Harris-Simiak, who met with the media this past weekend. And then also just kind of update on a few other Rutgers sports. But with football specifically now, they have their fourth commitment for the 2025 class. And Renick Duralis, he recently transferred to Union from Don Bosco. But Rutgers has been recruiting him for a very long time, over 2 years. They offered him almost 2 years ago over the summer in 22. And he had a really good offer list. His top five is Tennessee, Penn State, Syracuse, West Virginia. It does sound like it was really down to Rutgers and Tennessee. So this was a big time win. You know, he's a three-star in terms of all the rating services. He's a top 25 New Jersey recruit. The 25 class for New Jersey is very well regarded after 24 class was light in terms of Power Five prospects. You know, still had a good amount, but in terms of the high-end talent that New Jersey is kind of known for, 25 is very much back in that type of level. And Rutgers right now is doing a really good job. It's early, obviously, with the 2025 recruiting class, but they now have three New Jersey recruits, most notably Taliba Kaba from the linebacker from Hillside. He's a four-star top 20 linebacker in the country. He recently got bumped by 24/7 Sports quite a bit through the rankings, and he's just, you know, he is right now the jewel of the class. You know, just lacing in what defensive coordinator Joe Harris-Simiak said over the weekend about now coaching linebackers once again with the departure of Corey Heatherman, who's now the defensive coordinator at Minnesota. If you didn't watch the press conference, and I have it on my YouTube channel, you can find it, Aaron Brightman or Scarlet Faithful. Harris-Simiak's just so damn impressive in terms of everything that he speaks about, whether it's his desire to be at Rutgers, whether it's now coaching the linebackers once again. And he was asked a question about Moses Walker, the former four-star linebacker, and his development and how things are, you know, too fast in the beginning and then too slow. And then they kind of mix in between. And that's how he knows his, you know, kind of where he needs to be and how far that player has come. And I think Moses Walker has a real chance to be a big time contributor in 24, especially now with the injury of Terman Powell. Harris-Simiak talked about Moses Walker's bond with Mo Turay because they both sat out that same year, 2 years ago, with an injured ACL. But just the way Harris-Simiak talks about the position, the defense, you know, he had just the way he described Aaron Lewis and his wanting, meaning Lewis, you know, being so hard on himself and wanting to be a better player for this team next year. Just everything Harris-Simiak talks about, it's just the way in which he does it. He's just very impressive. And Rutgers is really fortunate to have him. He's got a pedigree. I mean, he's the head coach at Maine. He was the defensive coordinator at Minnesota before coming to Rutgers. And he re-signed with Rutgers once again. And he talked about his respect and support of Greg Schiano. But, you know, he talked about being Jersey guy and just he's authentic and is well-spoken. And he is doing a really good job with his defense. And gives a lot of reasons to be hopeful and optimistic for this defense moving forward. But going back to the 2025 recruiting class, You know, hearing those comments from Harris Simiak and then knowing that they have Taliba Kaba from Hillside coming in the 25 class and the way he's moved up in the rankings, 6'3", 195 pound kid, is top 200 national recruit, is a big time get for Rutgers. And he headlines the 25 class. So now you have Renick Duralis, three-star from now Union cornerback. And then you have Jaden Elijah from Mattawan, the offensive lineman. And then he's a top 20 New Jersey recruit per 24/7 Sports. And then you have the quarterback, Sean Ashenfelder, which Rutgers identified a long time ago. He's out of Florida. You know, it's a pretty solid to have four recruits in terms of the versatility in the class, the different position groups that they have, the talent level, and the skill sets that the four guys have. Rutgers is off to a really good start in 25. New Jersey, like I said, is well positioned to be a very strong state in this class. You never know, but I think the way that Rutgers has started things off has been very encouraging. And, you know, you're going to have plenty of recruiting news now in the next 4 weeks. Rutgers 1 week into spring practice now. It's obviously a crucial spring. Shiano talked to the media on Tuesday. You had offensive coordinator Kirk Shiraka talk on Thursday, and then Harris Simiak on Saturday. Again, all the press conference videos will be on my YouTube channel, so check them out there. But, you know, obviously the quarterback battle is huge this spring camp, but David Anderson and I have talked about just the importance of the younger players on the team getting core key reps, and you know, how many can break the two deep, how many can have a role in the fall with so many returning starters back on both sides of the ball, specifically defense. It's going to be crucial not only to just bolster this team as a whole, but also to improve the depth for next season. And because otherwise it's going to be a very unknown team with the younger players that are on the roster. Obviously you supplant things with the transfer portal as well, but you know, really good start on the 25 class. And I think for a developmental program that Rutgers is, per Greg Schiano, you know, in the NIL portal days, you're still in football. You have to develop a strong recruiting class, and you have to, you know, get them in and keep them, retain them, and develop them. So, you know, good signs for Rutgers there so far. Just in terms of basketball, NCAA tournament, obviously this past weekend, one theme that was pretty obvious was, you know, older teams winning and teams, you know, that benefited from the transfer portal. You know, I mean, look at UConn. You know, they have three transfers in their starting lineup, their backcourt, you know, Cam, obviously from Rutgers, and then Tristan Newton from East Carolina. But, you know, just a lot of older players once again. But at the same time, you know, Rutgers getting good news on Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of hype about Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey at the McDonald's All-American game, which we'll play this week. And, you know, I really do think, obviously, you have to surround them with veteran talent. No doubt. Experience, proven winners, but guys that you know, will live in the gym, can shoot, and elevate. That's the other thing. I mean, offense is so key. Yes, you have to defend to win a national title and to make a run in the NCAA tournament, but offense has been so critical just in terms of being able to get a bucket when you need to get a bucket. And, you know, a lot of it is peaking. I mean, you saw NC State, the way they peaked. I mean, Alabama was struggling in the middle of the year at one point. So, you know, Purdue and UConn have been the best two teams all season, so no surprise there. But, you know, some interesting thoughts in regard to what's happening in this NCAA tournament compared to how Rutgers potentially could be next year. Obviously, the transfer portal is going to be critical to any and all success that Rutgers has. Pairing guys with Dylan and Ace, that makes sense. Fill roles and give this team its best chance to win. So, you know, certainly intriguing, and there'll be plenty this week in terms of Rutgers basketball and recruiting, but I thought I would just touch on that there in terms of how things have gone. And you know, I think I said this on my Spaces on Thursday. If anyone joined that, thank you for that. I got 2,000 listeners already. But, you know, I think Rutgers is prioritizing shooters above all right now. And that's what you need. You need guys that can hit shots. As much as, you know, you want to improve an offense, you have to have shooters. So more to come on that. And then just in terms of the rest of this, you know, Rutgers spring sports, it's a pretty rough weekend. Rutgers men's lacrosse lost to Ohio State. Rutgers women's lacrosse lost to Northwestern. Baseball lost its opening Big Ten series to Michigan State on the road. They won the opener and then lost the next two. Softball lost, you know, they had won the first one and then lost the next two to Purdue. But, you know, they have a winning record in the big overall, 21 and 13, 3-3 in the Big Ten. Baseball, you know, has a winning record, but that was a big loss for them this weekend. Yeah, softball's 21-15. Baseball, you know, has had that win over a series win over UConn the weekend before, but they really need to finish, you know, top three or four in the Big Ten. I mean, if you want an outlier's chance, I mean, you pretty much have to finish second. You can always win the Big Ten tournament, but the East Coast, you know, typically you have to outperform to be able to get an at-large bid in a state tournament. So we hope that baseball can come together here. But overall, I mean, men's lacrosse is really struggling. So that's disappointing. And women's lacrosse played Northwestern as a powerhouse, but it wasn't particularly close. And, you know, both those teams have great players, and Cassidy Spillis on the women's team, Shane Knobloch and Russ Scott on the men's team. But overall, the depth and talent on those two teams has not been enough so far this spring. So I rambled a little bit, but I have a lot of hoops coming up this weekend, this week coming. And, you know, plenty of football, too, with spring camp in full swing now. Thanks so much for listening to the Scarlet Faithful podcast once again, and I will talk to you tomorrow.